This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get right to Jerry.
Because people always ask me, what am I doing?
What am I doing? What am I doing? And working with kids, you got to get on them.
Oh, I love onions.
And I love onions. All right,
that's
Jerry.
It's amazing that he loves onions.
You know what? I'm an onion guy. A lot of people don't
like
them.
I like the sweet onion.
Yeah, you know what? I like a red onion on a salad. I could throw an onion on a burger occasionally. I'm an onion guy. I do like onions. You like Funyuns?
No.
I used to eat those when I was in high school.
Funyuns. Is that like a chip or something?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, it's a faux onion ring in a bag.
Oh.
You know?
I used to eat Bugles.
I love Bugles, man. I love Bugles. They are the most underrated corn-based snack there is.
You're giving Al anxiety right now.
I mean, I haven't had a Bugle or a Funyun
made out of
in a
like
very
75
time.
Chemicals, right, Al?
Oh my god!
Yeah, GMO corn and seed oils, Boomer. I mean,
yes.
I would take a Bugle over a Frito any day.
I like a Frito.
Okay, which one are you taking?
How about the Frito scoops?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely functional.
Frito scoop with some guacamole. Yes.
All right, but hey. Bugle or Frito?
I haven't had a Bugle in a long time. I have had Fritos.
So what's your answer?
I would have to say I'm going Frito.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm going Tostito, but I'm going Frito, though, first.
Yeah, it's probably been 10 years since I had a Bugle.
But I got to tell you, depending on what golf course you're playing and what halfway house you're at, the cheese on the Ritz cracker is still the best.
Oh, yeah. Or a ginger snap.
When I like the cheese on the ginger snap, I like eating the ginger snap by itself.
You know what I do with the ginger snap?
No, what do you do with the ginger snap? You put peanut butter on it.
That's right.
There you go. I know. I should have known it because I've seen you. Like one time we went, I thought you were going to the electric chair. You had about seven of them.
All right, Jerry, let's get into this whole thing, huh?
All right, brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. Here's what was going on before first pitch last night.
Now, the applause you hear is for Fat Joe. They've been having a rap contest. L.A. Had Ice Cube. And so let's go down and let's join Fat Joe.
So bizarre. And then she would react afterwards.
All right, Fat Joe. I didn't know any of the words. John was singing along. He knew all the words here. Jazz Chisholm knew all the words here. Thank you very much.
It came across very poorly.
Rap battle.
And now here's Cardi B perform WAP. What do you think, John?
WAP. What does that stand for, Susan?
I don't know the words.
I hope not. Anyhow, that's how the night started.
Now, is that Megan Thee Stallion?
No, it's Cardi B.
What a caboose on that one, Susan, huh?
I love the nightlife, and I like to boogie.
See,
he does.
Yep.
Well, here he is as the game went on.
And the pitch grounded up the middle. Has a base hit center field. Rounding third is Lux. The throw home is not in time. Boy, that was close. Judge made some throw.
Yeah, but not...
Yeah, he did make a throw, but they didn't have Giancarlo Stanton on second base. So here's
that's
the thing.
Fair.
Little nuancy thing here. Doesn't it seem like the Dodgers are always in the right position, pre-position on a play?
Well, yeah. Even with the restrictions on the shift, they've still found a way to play everybody perfectly.
That's you're amazing. That's
amazing.
Flavor. Mm-hmm. That ball's going up the middle, and there it was.
I just feel like that's another little nuanced defensive thing that they seem to have the pulse of both. I felt like that way with the Mets, too, by the way.
Yeah. Well, they're the best team in baseball, and they're going to win the World Series.
They're up 3-0. They won 4-2 last night. Here is Aaron Judge. Yeah, I need to turn things around.
All it takes is one. All it takes is one swing, one at bat. One play.
everything changes for us. So that's just the mindset you got to have going into this. And yeah, like I said, it just takes one game.
Now, I'm not saying he said any wrong things, but I thought the best thing came from Alex Verdugo about being down 3-0.
I'm just a player, man. I play, and I know how good this team is, and I know that if that team wins 3 in a row, then why can't we win 3 in a row? So that's the way I look at it, and
yeah,
you know, we're just gonna keep going, and when it's over, it'll be over.
That's true. How do you do?
The answer to that question is the Dodgers are better. That's why they can win 3 in a row and you can't. So.
Well, they should think they could, though. But yeah, understand.
The Yankees got to take like the little engine that could mindset. You know, like, we can do this. We can believe in ourselves.
Here is Alex Rodriguez on Fox after the game. So what is wrong with this Yankee offense?
Good hitting, Kevin, is contagious. So is bad hitting. Defense, pitching, it all works that way in baseball. But what I will say, there's two things. One, I think they all collectively were late. And I was right here, right behind the dugout. And all these guys were late and swinging uphill. And when you're swinging uphill, it's even more important to be on time. But they're tardy.
They're tardy. Don't be tardy to the party.
Who used the word tardy? That should go into that box of yours of unused words.
Here was David Ortiz right after that talking about the atmosphere at the stadium.
Even when Fat Joe came out, their body language from the fan was like down. Like, what's going on here? Yeah. Are we in a funeral already?
How about that? So I guess
Fat Joe brought it down. Brought him down.
I mean, they were screaming, Poppy sucks at him in the pregame.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he probably wanted to take a shot. Do you think that Major League Baseball would rather have, let's say it would have been Padres Guardians, but it would have been an epic 7-game series?
No.
Or Yankees Dodgers, Dodgers sweep the Yankees?
I think even these games, they say they're doing 15 million fans a game. I don't know that Padres Guardians is doing that.
No, they're not.
But an epic, you know, they can pump out the stuff on social media. Well, it's a game 7. There's walk-offs. There's craziness. So people are talking about it. No one's talking about this.
All right, so here would be your comp last year. Rangers, Diamondbacks. And it was a pretty good series. How many viewers?
Did it go 7?
They averaged, no, only went 5, but I'm saying in terms
of... I'm talking about like a 7-game series. Like, I'm talking an epic 7-game series.
I think a 7-game series with the game on the line, the last game of the year, yeah, people may be interested in that, but they're interested in this because it's Dodgers, it's Yankees, it's got the star power, it's got everything that you want, except for, unfortunately, these last two games haven't really felt all that competitive because the Yankees keep striking out. They've struck out, I think, 29 times in 3 games.
You know what? You're right. You're right, because I'm looking at this. So last year, they only averaged 9 million viewers a game. So if you go back, the last game 7, I think, was Nationals Astros a few years ago, and they did 23 million viewers for game 7.
Okay, that's a big number. A lot of stars in that game, though. Juan Soto in that game, Verlander in that game, right? Scherzer in that series, right? A lot of big names.
Well, a lot of big names, Padres too.
That was the game that Gerrit Cole was pouting in the outfield, right?
Might have been.
That game 7. Where
I guess the point is that, you know, we're sitting here going, oh my God, Major League Baseball's got to love this. Yankees, Dodgers. But it's like a fart in the wind so far.
That has no feel to it right now.
Yeah.
The first game
was great. It's just the last two games feel like, because of the Yankees' strikeout prowess, that those are rally killers. Those strikeouts, especially when players are swinging at bad pitches and watching good pitchers go by. Then you just came in here and told me something that John Boy found out.
I said it was in the weeds, but I did tell you because you mentioned the strikeouts when I walked in, that they looked at John Boy had this 27 four-seam fastballs for strikes, which was the most all season, or second most. So, like, they're not being very aggressive, I guess, is the takeaway from that. I don't know. But I only mentioned it.
So they had 27 four-seam fastballs that they looked at
for strikes, correct. And they were essentially down the middle of the plate.
Do you know how many bad balls they've swung at?
I don't have their chase rate from last night.
Oh, you don't have their chase rate? You got to get the chase rate.
I do not.
That would really help us.
Well, anyway, game 4 tonight. Luis Hill makes the start. Bullpen game for L.A. as they look to close it out. The Giants played Monday Night Football in Pittsburgh. They lost 26-18. Russell Wilson, 20 of 28, did have a touchdown pass to Calvin Austin, who also had the go-ahead 73-yard punt return for a touchdown in the third. Here was Mike Tomlin. Yeah, we had a few players step up, including Austin.
We acknowledged we needed some plays, man, to break this thing open. And I had a bunch of guys that wanted to be the reason why we were successful. Can't say enough about Calvin, man. I just thought you know, that's a big play.
Yeah, it was a huge play, as a matter of fact. Both of them were, actually.
Yeah, you almost broke the punter's leg.
Yeah, that is very true, too, which is really hard to believe that a penalty wasn't called on that. Here's Brian Daboll. We played hard.
I was proud of the way they competed for 60 minutes. We knew this is a tough place to play. There was a lot of good things, just not enough of them.
No, not enough of them at all. And I see he's being praised on social media for the 12 men on the field to get the clock stopped with 2:40 when they would have been short of timeout. So he was into it right to the end, but unfortunately you had a couple of turnovers in the final 5 minutes as Daniel Jones, the strip sack, and then the interception. And so that be that. The Giants now 2-6, the Steelers 6-2. Just quickly, you want to hear Trayvon Diggs with Micah Parsons?
Sure.
So we know what happened with the reporter the other night after the loss to San Francisco. Here he was on why it bothered him so much what the reporter wrote on social media about the way he played a specific play.
You know, I feel like I played my hardest game yesterday. I felt like, you know, I did everything I could. I felt like, you know, I was tackling, setting the edges, you know, just doing everything to help my team win. And for him to just try to throw that on my name, it just didn't sit right with me because you were, like, completely wrong.
And completely wrong. You thought it was the guy going after clicks. Here was Mike McCarthy was asked about this situation. He is still the head coach.
This generation, you know, that's part of the world they live in, you know, the social media world. And you have to manage that. You know, that's part of being a professional athlete, and that's part of representing this organization properly.
No, it certainly did.
Oh, look at any of that stuff. It has to do with football, my Instagram. Algorithm just has boobs, golf, boats, more boobs, occasionally a dog. So I would just suggest you the same thing.
It really wasn't of social media. A guy asked him a question straight up, right?
He saw what he posted on social media, and Diggs then saw him and then confronted him.
All right, okay.
That's how that went. Cavaliers beat the Knicks 110-104. Darius Garland, 34 points. Knicks in Miami tomorrow night. You've got the Nets playing the Nuggets tonight on 94.7 The Block and streaming on 94.7 The Block on the free Odyssey app. Rangers in Washington. The Islanders take on the Ducks.